Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here is your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, should the filibuster come to an end here for the government shutdown purposes? Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat's out there saying that it should. That could actually change things quite a bit. I want to talk about that today. I also want to talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders being on The View. The View actually said, The View said something that mattered and was actually correct, my friends. It's an absolutely astonishing thing and kind of, I guess, called Bernie Sanders out. I want to play that clip, time permitting here. We got this discussion about I would say the outrage. Add it to the list of things that the left is outraged about. Trump's White House ballroom project, which demolition has begun, or the phase that sets up the next phase of construction. So they're outraged about that. We'll get to that as well, including some history of things that have happened at the White House. And that's where we're headed today, my friends, talking, of course, about the shutdown along the way as well. That's where we're headed, and I appreciate you taking this ride along with us. By the way, program brought to you in part by our friends at Hunter's Blend Coffee. Friends, this is an Oz pick, an Oz favorite. You know, if you've listened to this program for a long time, Oz is the one behind the scenes here that makes this program work. I might be the one on the microphone whose face you might see on the truth cam, but the reality is Oz does a lot to keep the thing running here, keep me on track as well. She tries. And she is a coffee drinker. And Hunter's Blend Coffee reached out to her a while ago and sent her some samples, and she tried those. And this is an Oz pick. She likes the coffee. You can get the coffee as well. And as a listener of this program, you're going to get a discount. And I know fall time, a good time to drink coffee as the weather changes, especially you've got the colder weather and you've got the darker mornings as we get less and less daylight. Those two factors combine to make this a coffee drinker's paradise, I suppose. HuntersBlendCoffee.com/Todd. HuntersBlendCoffee.com/Todd. Promo code Todd's going to save you 10% if you use that code during the checkout process. Give their coffee a try, my friends. Oz will tell you that you won't be disappointed. HuntersBlendCoffee.com/Todd. Listen, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't have an opinion on Hunter's Blend Coffee. If I drank coffee, I would tell you the coffee that I drank, but I'm not a coffee drinker. And I know it's coffee season. Oz likes it. And we want to have you have the opportunity to give this coffee a try. This is, by the way, a patriotic company, outdoorsman. And they love this country as founded. So check it out, huntersblendcoffee.com. Promo code Todd saves you 10%. Okay, here we go. Let's get to the story, the news of the day, my friends. We're on day number, 22? October 22nd, day 22 of the Schumer shutdown. Now, I've gone through this extensively. I don't want to repeat it every time, but I have to set it up a little bit because we may have new listeners who just need a little bit of context. We might just need a little bit of a refresher personally, just as we get into the frame of thinking about this particular issue. Yes, Republicans have control of the House of Representatives. Yes, Republicans have control of the Senate. And yes, Republicans have control of the White House. That matters in some areas, but not in all areas. That matters in the Senate, that matters the least because of something called the filibuster. That might be an oversimplistic way of framing it, but for the sake of this discussion and the sake of time, the filibuster, just because you have a majority, a control of the Senate chamber, it does not mean that you have the ability to do whatever your party wants just because you have the majority because of this little rule called the filibuster rule. And the filibuster rule requires 3/5 supermajority to end debate on a topic before bringing it to a vote on the Senate floor. It still only requires a majority vote to pass legislation, but there's a 3/5 supermajority that prevents something from actually getting to the floor votes to the floor of the Senate for a vote. And so that's the problem here in the Senate with the shutdown. So Republicans have 53 senators, a majority. Democrats and independents who caucus with the Democrats are in the minority at 47. But because they don't have less than 40 or less, Republicans still need help from the Democrats to get things done in the U.S. Senate. And so one of those folks that sometimes votes with Republicans, certainly not all the time, but who does in some instances, is John Fetterman, a Democrat from the Commonwealth state of Pennsylvania. And Fetterman's out there saying that this is according to, I think, a Fox News article yesterday, Senator John Fetterman, Democrat, Pennsylvania, said he would support Republicans using, quote, the nuclear option. You may have heard this term used before. It's a little dramatic, a nuclear option. I mean, my goodness, nuclear warfare, we all know what that does. We've all seen the nuclear tests. We've all seen and know the history a little bit anyway about the destruction and the capability of these weapons. But it's called the nuclear option, as though it's some dramatic, just extreme event. You're dropping a nuke, metaphorically, on Washington, D.C., I guess, if you get rid of the filibuster for select reasons. That's what we're supposed to believe. But Fetterman's out there saying that this is something that would make sense. In fact, he added this quote. He said, "We ran on killing the filibuster." Now, talking about Democrats, we the Democrats, we now love it, he said. We now love it. We've campaigned on getting rid of it, and now we love it because it's actually favoring what we're trying to do. And Fetterman says, look, this should not be a tool that's being used by Democrats in the Senate to keep the government shut down. And that, my friends, he's exactly right. First of all, he's analyzed and assessed the problem, right? The problem is that it is a Schumer shutdown. It is a Democrat shutdown. Yes, Rand Paul will not vote for these continuing resolutions as he hasn't in this particular case, but the other 52 Republicans have. So the problem are the 47 Democrats and the one vote of Rand Paul. I at least understand where Rand Paul is coming from. Rand Paul is trying to get spending under control, and every time there's a spending bill that he thinks spends too much money, he's going to oppose it. I understand and appreciate a part of that. I do. I also understand that this has to be a multiple step process. If we're going to negotiate now, this government's going to stay shut down for a long time, and that's not a good thing. It's not. Listen, the longer this goes on, the more pain that people feel, the more difficulties that arise. But I mean, we've gone, 3 weeks now? And I would say, by and large, the average American hasn't really felt any difference. And I remember, again, when this was kind of a bigger thing that people were more concerned about, say, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago, this really got people in a frenzy. You know, the government's going to be shut down. They've lost all of that. I mean, yes, the radical left is still terrified because their politicians stir them into a frenzy. By the way, that's a subject of today's Todd Talk. If you want to listen to that, that's in the newsletter or on our website if you want to take a listen. But most people are realizing that our government still, by and large, operates, at least for 3 weeks, with a government shutdown underway. So, now, that doesn't minimize, again, the pain of people who are being impacted by this, people who are not getting paid currently, people who are businesses who aren't getting paid, employees who aren't getting paid or who are furloughed or whatever else. And those are real things. I saw that there was an article, at least anyway, headline said that, was it 42 million Americans are in danger of, you know, losing at least temporary access to food stamps. I don't know to what degree that, again, is reality versus fear-mongering, but those stories are at least starting to come out. And some of these things are legitimately beginning to happen as we venture into largely uncharted territory. This becomes one of the longest shutdowns that we've ever experienced. And Fetterman's out here saying, look, there's a logical and simple way to fix this problem. And that logical and simple way is to change the rules for the filibuster so that we don't have a filibuster keeping the government shut down. So they call this the nuclear option. I think that's super dramatic, but that's what they call it. So what would have to happen? Let me paint the picture as I understand it. After researching this and trying to find a simple way to explain this, let's go through the mechanics of the filibuster, which we'll do here, my friends, in just a moment. Before I get into that, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we as conservatives have is finding ways to ensure our values align with everything that we do, and that includes how we invest. That's why I love what the team at 4-8 Financial is doing. They specialize in what they call biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with our faith and our values so that we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. Plus, they'll do all that heavy lifting for us, helping align our investments with our purpose and goals. The best part is they'll help you find out if your current investments reflect your values or to what degree they actually do or don't. And it's simple. It's simple to figure this out. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. You can take a short, quick assessment. I did it. You can do it too. It's quick. It's painless. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. All right. Now, let's look at the nuclear option, as they call it, in the Senate, which would basically mean ending the filibuster selectively for appropriations bills or these continuing resolutions, however it could be specifically defined. Let's just kind of walk through what that process would look like just to kind of explain what Fetterman means. So what would happen is a funding bill fails to reach 60 votes for cloture. That's under Senate Rule 22. Cloture is basically... cloture is a vote to end the filibuster, to end debate on a particular bill. So they bring a bill to the floor of the Senate, which they've done before. They just haven't taken these next steps. So you bring this to the Senate, and it fails to reach 60 votes. They fail to invoke cloture. The bill is prevented from a final vote, which blocks it from actually passing the Senate. This is where we stand right now. This is where they're not getting traction. This could all change if the rule changed. Now, there's concern about changing the rule because the filibuster is something both sides, especially in a very tightly contested U.S. Senate, where one party might lead by a couple seats in one particular Congress, and then in the next Congress, another party might lead by a couple of others. It's very close in many instances. And so the party who's not in power likes the filibuster because it prevents some new policies from being enacted by the Senate that they don't, that the party that's not in power, that they oppose, that they don't want to see implemented in our nation. Now, this is, I think, has been abused. This has been abused. This was used to stop judges from getting appointed and so forth. This was threatened to be used. I don't know if it was ever. I know that there was the nuclear option was invoked for Supreme Court justices. So basically, you can't filibuster a Supreme Court justice. So there still is a filibuster rule, but there are exceptions for what the filibuster can be used for. And generally speaking, it can be used for virtually everything except for a couple of these exceptions, including a Supreme Court justice vote. So in this case, what would have to happen is the bill would have to go to the Senate. It doesn't reach 60 votes. A senator could raise a point of order asserting that the appropriations bill should require only a simple majority to close debate, not be subjected to the filibuster. The presiding officer, the parliamentarian, would rule that the motion was out of order. So they're going to, because that's what it is. This is all procedure. This is just like triggering the process. So the parliamentarian is going to say, look, that's out of order. We're following the rules. This has to have a 60-vote threshold. The majority then appeals the ruling of the chair. And then, so the parliamentarian makes the ruling, which is correct. The majority would then appeal that ruling. Then if a simple majority at that point could vote to overturn the ruling of the chair, a new precedent is established by removing that 60-vote requirement, that filibuster requirement for that category of legislation. Then the Senate can invoke cloture, pass the measure with a simple majority vote. So Fetterman's saying that's what needs to happen. That, by the way, is called the nuclear option, which, again, is so dramatic, right? It's so dramatic. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that there must be a filibuster. These are agreed upon rules, and both parties have by and large kept the filibuster intact with certain limitations. And this might be one that the Republicans institute here. Again, another example that I'm aware of right now at the moment sitting here is the Supreme Court justices. You can't filibuster Supreme Court justices. I don't think you can filibuster lower court justices anymore either, because these are tactics that are used, right? So the party. So here's the thing. The filibuster in philosophically, I understand the idea. The idea is that it is a mechanism that says we want a tool that says we don't just want some of these key changes to our society to be squeaked through, to just eke on through the Senate because one party has a one-vote majority or whatever. And so we want to have some requirement that says a little bit larger percentage of the Senate would be required to go along with these changes, to give their stamp of approval. We don't want big changes to come by these razor-thin margins. That's kind of the thinking behind it. And it requires, it would force more, maybe more cooperation and negotiation between the parties, more bipartisanship, whatever you think of that. I'm just telling you the thinking that leads to the filibuster. The filibuster is really designed to be something that prevents, that creates sort of, I don't know, a safety net, if you will. I don't like that term, but a safety net that says, here are some things that the Senate, it's going to be harder to pass through the Senate. You're going to need more support for this. Again, not just something that can eke on through. You're going to want something that the majority, more than the majority, are actually on board with, which could require some changes, which could mean that the legislation that's being passed through the Senate is going to be more moderate and less, I'll say extreme, more partisan because there's a mechanism by which the party who's not in power can kind of impact what these things look like by using the filibuster. And so if they're not clearly something that's popular amongst the U.S. Senate, who of course represent the people in the states of this country, then there's a mechanism by which the party that's not in power can prevent big changes from happening to our government simply because they don't have control of that particular chamber. Now, it's being wielded in many cases as a tool to throw the wrench in the gears. And this is something that we see when Trump, of course, is president. We see this happen in other examples too. But basically, the philosophy of the left when Trump is president is that they're staging a permanent sit-in. They are going to put their heels in the ground. They're going to throw their temper tantrums. They're going to oppose everything. They're going to make everything take as long as possible. They want it to be hard for him to get his cabinet appointed. They want it to be hard for him to do anything that he wants to do, because the harder it is, the more political capital it takes to move the ball, the more it grinds things to a halt. It's slow. I mean, Trump has big vision, a big view of the things he wants to get done. That's why you see all these fights. That's why you see the fights regarding the National Guard and so forth. The Democrats just have a position. If Trump is for it, we're against it. And we're going to use strategically what we're going to do, the Democrats would say, is we're going to use the political capital we have and spend it all, invest it all into driving fear and paranoia about Trump. That's where these No Kings protests come from. They want to see people out in the streets. They want to see people out there protesting just anything about Trump that they can possibly get them to protest. They want to see them, the average person, angry at Trump. They want to see hatred towards Trump. They want to see rage towards Trump and towards conservatives. And they're going to put their heels in the ground and to prevent anything from happening in Washington, D.C. That's what they're doing. It's politically a strategy, but it's also something that they're going to have to be accountable for at some point. Again, I talked about this in today's Todd Talk. There's some research done, focus groups done, where Democrats are very, very critical of their own political party, having some bad things to say about them, realizing some things that I just said to you. They're beginning to realize that this is the party that's just opposing everything, that's angry, that's woke, that's disconnected. I talk about that in the Todd Talk. But this is all, at some point, they're going to have to become politically responsible for this. But this, and these are the decisions they're having to make. These are the decisions leadership is having to make. What they're deciding is, look, if we go along here, if we don't oppose everything, if we don't put our heels in, Trump is going to steamroll us. Trump is going to further do things that are on his agenda that we greatly oppose, that candidly put our party at risk. I mean, listen, whatever you want to say about it, you at least have to answer the question, why are the Democrats so upset about people who aren't supposed to be here actually facing, well, justice by being deported for breaking U.S. law? What is it that's so troubling about that? And the hard truth to that question, the truthful answer there is that that is part of their political strategy. Listen, they depend on illegal immigration to do a lot of things, including impact elections, my friends, including to impact census. Right? These folks are counted in the pot. It makes no sense at all to me. But anyway, there's a lot at stake for them, and I'll say a little bit more about this after the break, but I got to take a time out here. Long in this segment, my friends. Sit tight. Back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Just talking about John Fetterman, the Democrat senator from the state of Pennsylvania, talking about his call out there that Republicans end the filibuster, initiate what is called the very dramatic nuclear option, which basically means continuing resolutions, bills, funding bills that, well, if they aren't passed, lead to government shutdowns. Republicans can say filibuster doesn't apply to this. You still keep the filibuster for other things, but we're not going to be held hostage here by the Democrat Party because they will not cooperate. This is logically sound, by the way. This is exactly what's going on. No matter what AOC and Jasmine Crockett and Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer and Chris Murphy and all these other leftists in the Senate and Congress in general are out there telling us is happening, that Republicans caused the shutdown, they're banking on their voters to be ignorant of what I'm telling you today. They're banking on the fact that their voters don't even know what the filibuster is, how it applies. They don't know anything about what I shared with you in the first segment. And they're happy to keep their voters ignorant and in the dark because it gives them a talking point. Because remember, what they're trying to do here, the needle they're trying to thread, is to blame Republicans for this without bearing responsibility for throwing childish temper tantrums and simply causing government not to function. And to help further their cause, they demonize the conservatives, the Republicans, particularly Trump, try to make him out to be the worst human being in the history of the world so that they can be justified and defended by people on the left. And of course, you got these people going out there and protesting no kings. It's so stupid to me. But it works. It works for a fraction of this population. And that's why, listen, I actually want to reach those folks. I understand that there is a percentage of people who have abdicated their responsibilities personally to think and make decisions and to come to grips with reality. I understand that. They want to have a certain type of existence. They think that the Democrats can provide that existence, that type of lifestyle for them, funding things for free, justifying all behavior that they engage in, even if it's morally bankrupt, and call all behavior morally equivalent. They like that side of the Democrat Party. They'll go along with anything because they've sold their soul to that system of belief. They've rejected truth. They've rejected personal responsibility. They don't want to have to think about things and come to conclusions that challenge their core beliefs. And so there's a group of those folks, but there's another group of people who have just been lied to, deceived. They've listened to the mainstream media their entire lives. They've attended universities or public education, schools and so forth that have taught them a bunch of liberal propaganda and junk. This dovetails nicely into what I call the seven pillars of propaganda. It's why the left have taken over what I call seven key aspects of our society, pillars of this society, where they have leftists in control who are controlling the messaging of these pillars. And it works, right? It works for a lot of people. It works for people that aren't independent thinkers. It works for people who get some sort of peer pressure from these pillars who determine what's hip and cool and all that sort of stuff. And these pillars include things like academia. It includes the government. It includes woke business. It includes science, right? That's what it includes. It's Dr. Fauci, a great example, right? Again, you have people singing songs about getting vaccinated. I go back and I see some of these videos or things that were done during the time of COVID. And they were mind-boggling to me at the time. But I, even with the you know, stepping away from just being wading through that garbage at the time, I look at this and I think, how in the world was it? I think it was Stephen Colbert. He had a whole, like, it kind of looked like a Broadway production of people singing about getting vaccinated on his show. Like, we're watching Sesame Street. And see, to someone like me and many people like you, watching Stephen Colbert's show, if we ever did that, felt a lot more like watching Sesame Street as a child. It felt more like, listen, I'm not saying Sesame Street's bad. I know the whole PBS angle and public funding and all that. I'm not criticizing Sesame Street, but they use the same, you know, it's one thing to use Sesame Street to help kids learn basic facts about life. It's another thing to use a Sesame Street-like production to try to issue propaganda, initiate propaganda on the American people to buy into your pathetic worldview. And that's what they do. It's silly. It's infantile. It works for a lot of people. But I want people to hear the truth. That's the mission of this program. We want to help people hear and receive truth. I say we don't have it all figured out. I certainly understand why you might think that we do here on this. I'm kidding, by the way. But we have a lot of truth that we have had revealed to us, that we have learned over the course of time, and we had better proclaim that truth. Otherwise, when we don't, we see what happens. We see what happens. You have people who fall for the, well, for the narrative of COVID and the dancing singers with white coats on telling them to get vaccinated and all this stuff. We see what happens when you have a lot of people in this country who think it's okay for biological men to play sports against biological females in high school. And then they'll tell you that men can have babies. What is wrong? Men cannot have babies. I cannot. When I was growing up in this country, the idea that I would have to tell adults on a radio program, podcast, and I know I'm not telling you, but I'm telling anyone out there who believes this garbage, who happens to be tuning in, the idea that I would have to proclaim, make a statement as obvious as this was mind-boggling, that men cannot have babies. That would be something that would have to be said in 2025. Five-year-old Todd would have been truly confounded by that situation. And I'm guessing many of you would be as well. This is what happens. These are the sorts of things that happen when truth is rejected, truth is not spoken, and the lies are perpetrated, because the lies will, of course, fill the void. Friends, let me pause there. Speaking about lies, that reminds me of what we've been told about kratom. And I look, living with discomfort is tough. Prescription medications can help. They often come with a long list of side effects, though, not to mention the risk of some dependency. That's why more people are exploring natural options like kratom from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. This is a family-run company that does things the right way. They work directly with Indonesian farmers, and they lab test every batch to make sure that the kratom they use is safe and clean. No synthetics, no chemicals, no surprises, just honest, natural kratom that's been used for generations. Real kratom is safe when it's pure and it's properly handled. The problems come from synthetic blends, contaminated junk. And then, of course, what happens is the contaminated junk and the synthetic blends cause people to form incorrect opinions about kratom and then tell lies that it's not safe. But Christopher's Organic Botanicals, keeps it real, keeps it clean, and keeps you informed. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use code TODHUFF. You'll save 10% on your purchase. Visit Christopher's Organic Botanicals.com. Again, that's Christopher's Organic Botanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency, my friends. So this is what the left depends upon. They depend upon the pillars of society to lie to their base, to keep them in the dark, to keep them misled and deceived, to keep them from understanding, to program them through public education on how to think. Not, well, I shouldn't say it. It's really what to think, not actually how to think independently. They want to program you. This is what you do. You go in, you take tests, you mark in your little Scantron or whatever they've got today out there. That's what they had when I was a kid. You mark the right answer. You don't ask any questions. You move on. We're going to program you to do what it is we want you to do. And listen, I'm not saying, especially in certain fields, there are things that are black and white, but a lot of fields, I would say every field to some degree, there is, and some fields completely, there's the need to question and to debate and to find the best idea, especially if you're in something like a liberal arts and sciences program, if you're in politics or philosophy, social sciences, if you're in some of those fields, I mean, you got to argue for certain truths to be known and for those truths to be defended. And we have one side that's pushed almost exclusively on students across the country. That's where Turning Point USA, that's where they were trying to get in there and provide an alternative viewpoint, one that's rooted in truth, one that's designed to help people come to grips with reality, not live in a fantasy world. The left depends upon voters living in a fantasy world to enable them to do what they're doing. Fetterman here says, let's put an end to the shutdown by eliminating the filibuster rule for this type of continuing resolution. This is silly. Democrats bear the responsibility here. They're the ones that are blocking the clean resolutions from passing the Senate, which would put an end to this shutdown immediately. Kudos to Senator Fetterman for saying something that makes sense and for standing up and opposing the radical leadership of his party. I have to take a break, though, my friends. Sit tight. Listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. If you've listened to this program for any length of time, you'll know that we are coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios here at the Todd Huff Show. And friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money involves a little bit more than what you thought it would involve. It feels more like juggling than just actually the numbers and so forth. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced options, strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise. All of those things, my friends, under one roof, led by Jason and his team there at Full Suite Wealth. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for your future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. Ready for that next level of support? Then all you got to do is head on over to FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right, I'm going to get to talking about the shutdown here. Bernie Sanders, he was on The View. Bernie Sanders was on The View. We play soundbites from The View from time to time. Normally, when I play a soundbite from The View, I have to say how ridiculous it is coming out of the mouths of the ladies on The View. Here's an example. I don't know the last time I've said this, but I'm going to say this. Sarah Haynes on The View, who says ridiculous things from time to time. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you that she's got these things figured out, but she's stumbled onto something here that's good and accurate and true. And she said it on The View to none other than the nutty professor Bernie Sanders himself. Listen, there's a lot of things. It's not personal with Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy to me. But he's insane. His ideas are atrocious and, dare I say, dangerous for this great nation. But Bernie's on The View, and he's talking about the shutdown. And Sarah Haynes raises this question, which is a very sound way of thinking, and Bernie has to basically agree with her and saying that she's right, and I guess you could say the Democrat Party is wrong. In a rare moment of clarity for the women of The View, here we go. Bernie Sanders and Sarah Haynes here talking about this government shutdown.
Powerful, though, is if Congress didn't take their money while they were waiting. Because right now, it's hard to imagine it's incentivized. Mm-hmm. It's easier for the politicians in D.C. to go away from each other and say, we will win this way, while people are losing their paychecks. If Congress just said, we're not going to take our paychecks till we figure this out, that would be a noble step in the right direction.
Not everybody can afford to do. You got some young people there with kids there.
Neither can the people that aren't getting paid, though.
I think that's a fair point.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Bernie says, I think it's a fair point. Sarah Haynes says, listen, people aren't getting paychecks who are working for the government. There are other people who might have contracts, but this might cause a lot of problems for people who are getting some check, legitimate check. I'm not saying government handout, but a check for services rendered from the government. You're not getting paid if you're employees. There might be problems if you're a contractor or whatever, all sorts of issues like this. She says instead of going home and, you know, just arguing about it there, going out and stumping in your districts and so forth, why don't you stay there? Why don't you say you're not going to get paid? See, to me, she's hit the nail on the head here. She's hit the nail on the head in one respect. I mean, she still wants to say both parties have to come together. The obvious, as I've gone through countless times, and I am candidly tired of it, it's 100% the Democrats' fault. It is. This one is 100% the Democrats' fault. They could have continued September 30th funding on October 1st without any changes, and they refused. They refused to do it. And so they shut the government down over it because of the filibuster. And so Sarah Haynes is saying, look, why should Congress get paid? I mean, think about it. These are the last jokers by both parties. I don't care even at this point who you signed up for this. If you're a member of Congress, you shouldn't get paid. Why are we paying anybody? Why is no one else getting paid in some circumstances? Other people aren't getting paid, but you are. See, to me, when you're the one that controls this, you're the one absolutely who should not get paid first. You're the one that this should hit, I would say, first and most dramatically. You're the one who actually can solve this problem. And Bernie says, you know, look, we have some members of Congress who can't endure not getting a paycheck. And Sarah Haynes says, hello, what about the people who are working in the federal government who aren't getting paid? The same can be said for them. Bernie says that's a fair point. Well, no kidding, it's a fair point. You guys caused it. Bernie Sanders, you are part of the problem. You are, in this case, you are quite literally the reason people aren't getting paid, and you're trying to get political points off of this, all while telling us you're out there fighting for the working class. This is pathetic. It's sad. It's just pure sophistry. They are lying straight through their teeth. You know, I used to think Bernie was a principled little socialist. Listen, this is a lie. There's no way around this. They are responsible. They're the ones that are keeping people from getting paid while still collecting their checks. They think that they can't handle not getting paid, but the rest of the world doesn't have to get a check, even though it's their fault. I've got to go, out of time. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your bump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.